A retaliation to our retaliation. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Iran-backed militants in Syria fired at least 7 rockets toward a U.S. base, but officials at the Pentagon say there's no damage and no one was injured. This after U.S. airstrikes reportedly killed some of those militants in response to their drone attack yesterday that killed a U.S. contractor, wounded another, and injured 5 American troops.
Once U.S. intelligence determined the unmanned aircraft was of Iranian origin, retaliatory airstrikes were carried out. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said this last night, "We will take all necessary measures to defend our people and will always respond at a time and place of our choosing."
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. North Korea, still angry over the U.S. and South Korean military drills, lashed out again.
North Korea claims to have tested an under-the-ocean nuclear weapon, which they say generates a tsunami able to destroy fleets of naval vessels or seaports. Defense analysts are a bit skeptical of the claims, saying such devices aren't necessarily new nor effective. Though such a test is another example of the communist nation's escalation of threats against neighbors and rivals.
That's Fox's Evan Brown. President Biden's in Canada, focused on a 133% increase in migrant border crossings, readying an agreement with Canada. Anyone who doesn't apply for asylum before entering the U.S. will be sent back.
And the New York Immigration Coalition is furious. They are claiming this will endanger migrants' lives. And they add President Biden cannot continue to shirk his responsibilities and take pages out of the xenophobic Republican playbook for political gain.
Fox's Peter Ducey. House Republicans will vote today on what they call a parent's bill of rights for schools. Here's Majority Leader Steve Scalise.
The school doesn't want you to see what's happening in your kid's classroom. You really ought to be alarmed.
But Democratic Congressman Bobby Scott counters.
It's just a list of things that most parents can do anyway. No money for actual parental involvement. Those amendments were defeated.
America's listening.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks. Kids are on buses again and in classrooms again this morning in Los Angeles for the first time since Monday, after a 3-day strike by school staffers.
While there's no agreement with the LA Unified School District, the Service Employees International Union, Local 99, returns to work, wrapping up a walkout, but issuing what members describe as a strong unified call for the district to bargain fairly.
Both sides are right. The question is, what can actually be afforded?
LA Mayor Karen Bass tells the city's Fox 11 News she continues to mediate the dispute. The union of bus drivers, custodians, and other staff demanding a 30% pay raise, better health care, and work conditions. The district offering a 23% salary increase, expanded benefits, and a one-time 3% bonus to those who've been on the job for over a year. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
There's selling on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is down 181 points. The NASDAQ is losing 58. A federal agency has a plan to end something that affects a lot of Americans.
Signing up for a subscription for anything from a gym membership to a magazine is easy, but canceling it can be difficult and frustrating. The Federal Trade Commission wants to change that and proposed a rule it calls click to cancel. FTC Chair Lena Khan says the rule would require companies to allow customers to cancel subscriptions the same way they signed up for them, such as online or by phone, and to make it as easy to cancel as to subscribe. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
There'll be 4 more games tonight in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. The winners will join Connecticut, Florida Atlantic, Kansas State, and Gonzaga. They all won last night to advance to the Elite Eight. The women's tournament also resumes tonight. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.